theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast
and they be slow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right, and we're recording. All right, welcome to the Mount Geekmore podcast. This is your favorite podcast where we talk about and discuss and argue your top four, your Mount Rushmore, if you will, of your favorite pop culture subjects. Today's episode is going to be our mountain of favorite TV vehicles, live action, I guess. Favorite TV live action?
Live action vehicles.
TV. Yeah, favorite. Yes. Live action TV vehicles.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, welcome. I am Nary Science. With me, as usual, is David.
Howdy.
Uyoa from Naked Vengeance.
All
band.
Right.
And we have Jeffrey.
Hey.
Bibidi Bobbidi.
Bibidi Bobbidi Boo.
From the other podcast on Geek.
Bro, some other ones.
Yeah, that include Shiver and that other one we haven't discussed. We haven't released the news yet.
No.
That one. All right, so we have another one in the works, guys. And we are welcome today. We are again welcome today with a with Q from The Talking Geek.
Hello.
Which is now part of the Geek Bro Network. So yeah. Make sure to check out The Talking Geek. At geekbro.net, as well as the other podcasts on there, such as What's Up Bro, Shiver, Mamas of Merlot, What's Good, Zeros on Hero, and Comedy Fitness. So make sure you check that out. This is episode 67, fellas.
Guys, Jesus.
Girls, gals,
whatever.
You know. 67. So thank you for checking us out. How did you guys get your mountain? David?
I just thought about the things that came to me easiest.
Things that go vroom?
Not a lot of things that go vroom on my mountain, actually.
Oh!
There's a lot of things that go... Actually, the sound they would make is... Because in space, there's a perfect vacuum.
So they make us think. That's what the government wants you to think.
No one's
bro.
Actually been out there. No one knows for real.
For real.
All right? Because the Earth is flat.
Flat.
And you would fall off.
Of course. You don't fall off. You just go. You when you get to the edge, you just go underneath. Oh. You just start walking upside down.
He's got to see the beginning of Monty Python, The Meaning of Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta see the Monty Python, The Meaning of Life. I gotta see the movie, not just the beginning. It's like, oh, is that the beginning?
Well, the whole thing, that's true. But yeah.
All right, so Jeff, how'd you come up with your list?
There was a lot of options. So
that's crazy that you think that.
I had 20 options.
Yeah, but you did the same thing for the props, and I that's weird. This is one of the toughest lists for me because there were so few. I'm sorry, I don't want to get into your list.
No, that's fine. I wholeheartedly disagree. I ended up having to make a decision to pick one of each type of vehicle.
Okay.
To make my mountain. So there's some...
You put self-professed rule.
Self-professed rule that it's going to be one of each type of vehicle.
You told me the topic. I had two automatically in my head pop up that I knew was going to hit, and then the other ones I picked for my favorite type of car. And that's kind of how I went for it.
All right.
Okay.
Like it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I went with, there's a caveat. There's one rule that I went with that I kind of semi broke. Not really. I bent. Is that I had to be a fan of the show.
Okay.
And there's one rule that I kind of set. There's one pick that I made that it's like, I wasn't the biggest fan of the show when it was out because I was way too young, but. The car is the car, so we're gonna go with that.
Okay.
So that's how I made my list. And that's it. That's really it.
Cool,
David. What's your number four?
My number four is the only car. Actually, the only land-based vehicle in my entire list, and it's the Batmobile from the 1966 Batman TV show.
That is
table
also
that.
My
table.
Table.
We have a table.
Yeah. Okay. 66 Batmobile. All right, Jeffrey.
So I just did an audible to myself because I just thought of my first one's a marine vehicle.
I was going to say, once a Marine, always a Marine. Hoorah!
And am I going to audible? Oh, because I just thought of this show.
It's like we're at the restaurant and the waitress is fucking
I don't know which one I'm going to get.
Oh, I love Sequest.
I'm going to go with my original one. It's Thunder, the boat from Thunder in Paradise.
You know, I thought about that for a second, and then I remembered how shitty this fucking show was.
The show's awful. The show's terrible. But I told you, I'm going to pick one from each type of vehicle.
Again, that's why I thought about that show, and I was like, the reason why this wouldn't even make my honorable mention is because I had to like the show, and I was like, no, this show is...
Oh, no, I watched the show.
Oh, I watched it.
The shit out of that show because it's
Hulk Hogan. Doesn't mean I liked it.
Yeah,
but I fucking watched the shit out of that show.
But I mean, the boat had you know, it had machine guns. It had fucking camouflage, so it was super unsafe.
Yeah,
because you know, it's just flying through the ocean, and it had Hulk Hogan piloting it. It was all filmed at the Grand Floridian Hotel. In wow. Disney World. That was so their base of operations, the fancy hotel that they were at.
Wow.
But the ship was...
What was it called?
It was Thunder. The name of the... That's why it was Thunder in Paradise. The name of the ship was actually Thunder. But it was basically... It wasn't... what's the word?
Good?
Good?
Self-cognizant. Like...
It was a self-aware?
Self-aware. Uh-huh. Like it...
Shh.
It... yeah.
Right.
Like other it things that are going to be talked about. Sentient. That's the word I'm like, damn, Neary fucking corrected me. And you don't read, liar. Sentient.
I read comics.
Yeah.
The Iron Man suit became sentient at one point. That's how I know that word.
But I...
That's a true story. That's the reason why I know that word sentient. It is the Iron Man suit.
It was just sentient. It was just a really... it was a cool looking boat.
That was 6 months ago, by the way.
You know, and I literally... There wasn't that many options for boats. Like, I was between that and the Sequest, but, like, I went with that one.
There's not that many options for boats. The hovercraft from Baywatch? Excuse you? No, that's a real thing. Where it goes from land to sea.
That's one.
From Baywatch, I definitely would have picked CJ.
I can give you.
That's what I want to ride on Baywatch.
That's the best vehicle ever.
Oh my god, herpes. Oh, hepatitis. Sorry, but yeah.
That was pre-hepatitis, though.
So I just went with the boat from Thunder in Paradise because I wanted to put one from each type of vehicle. So right. I just went with it. I know the show wasn't good, but that boat was cool. And I remember watching it when I was a kid, and I fucking thought that boat was the coolest thing in the world, especially because and then it would
over the love boat
or the minnow.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, that's one. The love boat. I mean, it's a cruise ship.
And the what's it called?
Yeah,
what's the one from Gilligan?
The Minnow. Yes, right. Yeah. That we all know how that one turned out.
Yeah,
that wasn't a good ship at all. Sturdy.
Yeah, that was a terrible ship. But I was gonna say the
but boat you would have ended up on an island with Marianne
off the island.
What happened?
There was the episode where the Harlem Globetrotters ended up on the island and they got off by a boat, I think it was. But they kept the rest of the people.
Everybody else was stranded.
The fucking professor makes coconut radios.
Yeah. But they couldn't get off the island.
They couldn't patch up a fucking boat.
You know he could
get off. Hey, professor, put some coconut in the fucking hole of that boat. Let's get the fuck out of here. You fucking asshole. You created electricity? Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
But yeah, so I'm going. So that's my number four is the Thunder in Paradise boat. Thunder.
All right, my number four is the most racist vehicle I could have chosen, but it's the truth, which is General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
It's good. It's good.
It's a Dodge Charger, 1969. Yeah. It's an awesome freaking car. Mm-hmm. I'm an old school. I like old school classic cars. My dad has always fixed them up and done stuff like that. And just the fact that they destroyed that many
it was like an obscene number of cars.
They're saying that it's like over 300 cars like that they destroyed doing the show over the span of time. So just that idea that
they did not know that they could copy and paste the same jump footage.
No.
That could have saved them so much money. They would have been like, hey, why don't we just use the footage of last week's jumping to this week's jumping and don't have to jump an actual car again.
No. There's no bale of hay under that jump. Can't use it.
Every episode had a bale of fucking hay under that jump. Every episode.
It was either bales of hay or like rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Little canals.
On a boat.
Or a barn door.
Yes, you are right. That was the other one.
That show made me want to have...
You could have fucking just fucked up. You could have fucked up five General Lees and then that's it.
And then be done with it after that. But yeah, it's like rated over like three... They've said over like 300 is what they did. So
it is a cool fucking car.
It's a beautiful car. It's a fucking great car. If they can just remove the Confederate flag, I would be a lot more excited about it. But but I thought it was a beautiful car. And I always wanted one.
For all the bad connotation, I mean, that the General Lee just kind of fits with that fucking name of that car.
It does. Like, it does.
Like the flag, I'm with you, but like
the you gotta keep the name. You gotta keep the name.
Keep it called
and the horn?
Oh, my God.
Fucking Dixie calling?
The most racist car.
I'm telling you, the most racist car. It's number four, and it's there because it's still an iconic car. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty racist car.
Yeah.
I don't like.
But it is an iconic.
That show,
it's an iconic car. And at the time that the show came out. I like the show. Listen, when the show came out, that wasn't the only racist show that was out. Like, you know, All in the Family was super racist.
Yeah, but it's making fun of the racist, though.
Not completely.
No. I think that was making fun of the racist.
Dukes of Hazzard was, too.
They were making
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Don't get me wrong.
Bo and Derek were not racist, but Boss Hogg was.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And what's the statute of limitations? Now, who has a joke? Fuck, was it Dave Williamson? Who has that joke where he goes, what's the statute of limitations on that, Boss Hogg? Like, they committed a crime last week. Just arrest him right now. Go fucking arrest him right now. Why are you not?
It just happened.
It just happened.
You dang.
Yeah.
Whoa, Dave. Listen, we can't edit. We can only edit
so many times. On that note,
That was a fantastic pick.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the show. That's why it never even came to me. The Dukes of Hazzard. But I will watch anything with that girl on Daisy.
Pa Kent was on that show.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I didn't know that until after I watched the episode of Smallville. I'm like, there's too many winks at this fucking camera. What's going on here? Like, that's how I watched that episode of Smallville.
Yeah, because weren't they both on that episode of Smallville? Wasn't the uncle or something like that?
No, he was a guy that cottoned out the friend that it was governor, I think.
And
he ended up having a heart attack, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And then the whole time they were like running away from the fucking law in a car. And the kid, like, oh. Driving just like the old days, and like the way they said the lines was completely wink at the camera, and I was like, something's happening here. I don't know what it is.
I don't get it.
But
no.
This was for a reason.
But something is happening here.
And when Google gets invented, I'm totally gonna look this up.
That's such a great pick, though.
My number four is my actually, now that I look at my number three, is actually there's two of them that I kind of bend the rule of a fan of the show. I didn't dislike the show. I just was too young for the show. My number four is the Magnum PI Ferrari 308.
Yes. Fucking beautiful car, bro.
Beautiful car.
Here's the reason why. I never saw the show as a kid, but here's what I did see. Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Yeah. The tash of tashes, man. And I did see that. And as a kid, you see a Ferrari and you go, what's going on here?
Yeah. What is it?
So that, I remember, now I didn't watch the show because it was prime time, I believe. And that's not something that was allowed in my house. By allowed, I mean I'm the youngest of four and I wasn't going to get the TV. But the Ferrari, man.
It's a beautiful car, man.
Fucking beautiful car. And whenever he rolled up in it, I'm like, and red's my favorite color. And I'm like, this.
The red really sealed the deal.
It does, man.
Because the white Ferrari on Miami Vice, not as cool.
I would disagree with that. Here's
Don
I
Johnson
think
and
that's
they
what
made
have.
It cool.
That's,
they made it cool as fuck.
But on a color of car, and I think that I'm gonna go with
what
you're
saying
on that.
It was Chubbs.
It was Tubbs.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. I'm not gonna try to compare the two because I actually do like the Miami Vice one. Almost made it. The white Ferrari almost made it from season three because
it was black first, right?
And
right.
Season one and two was a replica. It wasn't actually a Ferrari. And then season three,
it was a Ferrari.
Ferrari.
And then
that's when they changed to the Testarossa.
That's right. And then Ferrari gave them a Testarossa because they were like, well, this is a hit show.
Yeah.
So instead of having a replica, I have a real Ferrari. And they I like the Testarossa from Miami Vice. I near almost say I like it better. However, when you have Tom Selleck.
There's no mustache in the Testarossa from Miami Vice.
I think it's because of first come, first serve. And I think it's because I fell in love with the Magnum's car before I even knew about Miami Vice. I didn't know about Miami Vice until I was already a teenager looking back at it.
Yeah.
So had I known about the white Testarossa, because white, there was a long time where white was my favorite color, and had I known about the white Testarossa as a kid, I probably would have.
Yeah.
But
it's nostalgia for you.
It's nostalgia for me.
By the way, all of Magnum PI is on Starz.
Okay.
cool.
you're saying you never saw it.
My mother-in-law
you
watches should. It when because they
it
show on, it.
It should be on Netflix too, right?
Well, they it show it be. At night. They do it at night. Like they show like 3 hour blocks. I forgot what channel it is. My mother-in-law watches it because she's obsessed with Tom Selleck.
She should. Rightfully so. Magnum PI is genuinely an awesome show.
It is.
Yeah.
The episode that she was watching, like, it was choke up level. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was beautiful. I was like, because it had to do with, like, a Pearl Harbor and, like,
it's kind of sad that he never really successfully made that jump into film. And I know that he was trying to do it see Mr. at Baseball? The same time.
I'm not even joking. That movie's fucking phenomenal.
I've great. Never seen that one.
The movie's great.
That movie's really good.
High Road to Perdition? Shanghai or.
No, he did, the Quigley.
He did the Quigley movies, which were great, but that was it, you know. Yeah. Like none of his stuff really stuck outside well, now
he's
of
doing
TV.
Blue Bloods, yeah, and he's doing really well on that show.
All his
yeah,
TV
yeah.
stuff does well.
Friends,
you know?
Friends, yeah, he was in Friends. Right.
He was great on Friends.
The one that got away.
Mm. I loved him in what is it? Two Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, Three Men and a Baby was Tom Selleck.
And Three Men and a Lady. Three Men and a Lady, still good.
Yeah,
never saw that one.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That might be a sequel. That might be better than the original.
Wow.
That's in contention.
Mm. Ooh.
In contention. If you said it's not, I wouldn't fight you on it. But if you said it is, I wouldn't fight you on it either.
Okay.
And what year was Magnum PI? Because I feel like there was like a Ferrari like craze.
80.
Because you have Ferris Bueller had a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Miami Vice had a Ferrari.
It was like 82 or 80. It was early 80s.
Yeah, so I think there was like a whole like.
Maybe late 70s.
No, nah, I don't think it was that late. I'll look it up.
You look it up.
But I feel like there was like a big wave of like Ferrari was like put our cars and everything.
It might have started with
Magnum PI. No, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that. But when I was looking up like most of the stuff that I was researching, it was always movies and TV, and it's like Ferrari.
80 to 88.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, and the white Ferrari in Miami Vice wasn't until 82 because it was a third season.
Mm-hmm.
82, 83.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my pick. Is the
God, what a stud,
Jesus,
what a fucking stud that man is.
It's unfair.
Oh, what?
Unfair.
What? God, that chest hair, like a phoenix. Sorry,
it is like a phoenix.
Sorry, what was it? What were we talking about?
What Ferraris? What? All
right, so that's number four. So number four, we had the 66 Batman, the Thunder from Thunder in Paradise. The General Lee and the Ferrari from Magnum PI.
I'm going outside the box, buddy.
Oh, that's outside as fuck. Number three, David.
Okay, my number three is going to be the TARDIS.
Table.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we knew that was going to happen.
How do you know?
All right, TARDIS. Both of yours have been tabled so thus far.
Yeah.
Do you have a TARDIS with you?
No.
Could you bring it?
No. This just worked out perfectly. My number three, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm not sure what it's going to be. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, my number three, just kidding. My number three for my vehicle portion is the Funko that I'm currently holding in my hand, which is baby Dean Winchester's car from Supernatural, the 67 four-door Impala.
Which is a gorgeous car. Impala.
Fucking love it. Most of the time it's two doors, but the four-door Impala that he's got is just beautiful. Yeah. Not many cars. Well, so, there's another car that's probably going to be mentioned that saves the world, but this car saved the world multiple times. The thing what I love about this Impala, besides it being beautiful and my dream car, is that it's basically the third character on the show. You've got Dean and Sam. They're the two main characters, but this is basically the third member of their family. The car passed on by their father, Negan, before he went and joined, you know, the other forces and became the comedian.
Spoiler alert.
But the car itself, it's pretty. I don't want to say a blanket comment, but I think it's pretty much in every episode or almost every episode of the show.
Right.
It's with them. It's been with them through hell and back, literally. The back of the car is fully loaded for all your supernatural hunting needs. It even has it's even designed to be a prison for a demon.
Really fucking cool.
Yeah. They have all types of weapons to deal with all types of supernatural creatures. The it's got an 8-track player.
Sold.
Already happening.
It did have an 8-track player at the beginning, but it's such a cool car. The fact that most of the soundtracks were classic rock, and you just see that car driving with the engine roar, and them just you're hearing Kiss, you're hearing, you know, Van Halen, you're hearing Eye of the Tiger. You're hearing all these songs being played while this car is just cruising, and it's and the fact that it is basically a part of their family. I could have gone with other cars. This is my favorite, like probably my favorite show. I rewatch, even though the series is still going on, I rewatch it all the time. I'm currently in the middle of rewatching it again for like the 17th time.
I'm supposed to watch it, and the and my dad actually had a I'll never forget took me to a school dance in his 1966 Impala, like which and he had a cherry red with the white interior, super amazing car, and he had it with hydraulics. I'll never be more embarrassed than my dad pulling around listening to Gin and Juice in the Impala and looking back, and I'm like, man, that was really fucking cool. But when I was 16, I was like, I can't believe he's doing this shit to me. But I haven't watched the actual show, but it's a nice car.
Yeah,
it's a very nice car, and it's enough that Loot Crate has sent me 4 replicas, so it's that important. I know, to the show.
It is basically, it's the two brothers in the car. That's and obviously there's other characters that have
I've
come
seen
around.
2 episodes of Supernatural and the car wasn't in it.
You sure it wasn't parked?
I swear to God,
like
it was just that. It was like he goes, it's in every episode. I'm like, the 2 episodes I've seen of Supernatural, I just happened to pick the two that weren't.
I did say I don't want to do a blanket statement, but I believe
right.
I
saw the episode where they went to jail.
That uh-huh. they were in the prison. Yeah,
they were in the prison. Like they wanted to be there to catch a spirit.
Right.
That was
killing inmates.
The car wasn't in that one.
Well, yeah, because they were in prison. The whole time.
And then I saw another one where there was like a fake, what's that show? Ghost Hunters.
Oh yeah,
Ghost Hunters, yes. And then they were impeding on a real life, on a real investigation that they were doing. And the car wasn't in that episode either. Those are literally the 2 episodes I've seen.
Okay, was it? I know I don't want you don't might probably remember. Was it the first time they ran into the ghost hunters?
Yes,
the car was in that because I just saw that episode like a month ago. Because I'm rewatching the series.
I've seen. I've never seen the. I didn't see the car.
They pull up in the car like you see.
Oh, okay. That. Okay. And you. I thought you meant the car was like important. Part.
No, the car's not talking. I mean,
no,
like,
hey, no. I don't mean that. I meant I thought there was like a serious shot in the like.
Parking the car. You're right. When I'm saying that the car is in it and it's a part of the thing, it's because it is with them. There's portions where the car does. Play a huge
yeah
part.
Like if you park the car and you pop the truck and you get the weapons, that's something, but that didn't happen in this episode. Well, they literally just rolled up
but
in
the
it
car
then,
is with them. It was their father's car, which is a huge thing for them. It was passed down to them. It's basically what they have from their father. It's with them on all their they have to get to the hunts. That's
somehow
that car travels the entire United States with them.
Right.
So that car's always with them. But so I put the 67 Chevy Impala, aka baby.
Nothing that anyone has told me to try to sell me on the show has gotten as close as you just got to selling me on actually committing to a show with 13 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
13 seasons about to start.
Yeah.
All right. So. My number 3 is Lola from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I didn't even think about that.
Fuck, I didn't consider that one.
Shit balls.
Yeah, because it's newer, so you know you automatically, like, I guess when I was researching, you give stuff from the older times, but Lola, she flies, she does a whole bunch of cool shit. It's a 1962 Chevrolet convertible, right?
I like cars
Corvette,
that have a
Corvette?
Name.
You don't like cars?
I love cars.
Oh,
I
yeah,
like, I
Lola.
Like that, yeah.
And I like how protective he is, Coulson is about it. And it's like a big thing to him. But the fact that it flies, has like flamethrowers, it does a bunch of cool stuff, but still has its beautiful classic look. Red, another red vehicle. Lola was my third choice.
And the fact that it flies, like how the flying cars in Marvel Comics fly with the wheels turning in
it. Yes.
And,
that's the only way it should fly. If they really make flying cars, if you make a flying car and the wheels don't turn in, you fail that life.
Because right. You can make it fly, but you can't make the wheels fucking turn in.
Fuck you. Like,
what sort of fucking...
Looking at you, John Travolta from Grease. At the end, the car flies in the air.
Does it really?
Yeah.
The end of that movie...
I must have blocked it off of my memory.
Yeah, which one? They're flying in Grease.
Oh, my God, yeah. To the sky. They leave... That's the most ridiculous part of Grease ever. It's that whole scene at
really?
The fair.
Not
and
the rape scene?
Whoa, wait. Ridiculous.
Did she put up a fight? push it.
Yeah.
Show no, me you're more. Right. Show me more. All right. Calm down, fucking rapey. Yeah. Rapey McRae.
No,
patch.
But the flying car was unnecessary. I love Grease. Yeah. That's probably one of the only musicals that I thoroughly enjoy. But that was
really?
That was too much.
That's one of the only ones?
Yeah, very few
I
musicals.
I love fucking musicals.
Mm-mm. Not a big musical fan.
Really? I tend to like them.
I love
them. If they're good.
If I mean, I can count them on one hand.
If they're not depressing.
The musicals that I like.
Chicago?
Wow, no. Chicago for sure. Chicago for sure.
West Side Story?
West Side Story.
I call it West Side. Heights,
and I would say
that's my favorite of
Little
all time.
Little Shop of Horrors, Sam Rent, Hairspray.
I can't do Rent.
It's fucking
and I know the words to every song in Rent, but I can't. Right. I can't anything that's overly sing-songy.
My wife is obsessed with since she's been that's her
Rent is my favorite musical of all time.
Right.
Really?
But like I told her, she's tried to get me into it, and like I've seen bits of the movie.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can do though.
Like
the movie was. I would more go to a theater and see the musical than watch the movie.
I saw the movie. Great. I'm with you, but I thought the movie was great.
And the only reason I even watched the movie was because Rosario Dawson. I will try you. I will try this. Not you, but I mean yes, I will also try this movie. And Little Shop of Horrors was too campy, and then a musical on top of that for me.
So perfect is what you're saying. Spamalot is fantastic.
Yeah. West Side Story is my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Book of Mormon. I haven't seen
Wicked.
Wicked's good.
I also haven't seen a lot of musicals because I've been so turned off. So I haven't seen what's the name of the
Moulin Rouge?
No, Moulin Rouge is great, but I don't consider that a musical because it's not a play. Like for me, musicals are plays that are musicals, not movies with sing-songy stuff in it. Because that's what Moulin Rouge really is. It's not a play. Chicago is a play.
Oh, I never said a play. Movie. I said musical.
Yeah, it's still a musical.
Yeah, I never said a play.
I guess, but I coming from a theater background, when I think musical, I think Book of Mormon. Right. I think stuff that's actually been on stage.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Burlesque is like a Moulin Rouge.
Right. Exactly.
It's more
and
of
I
a
will
movie
always
than...
be down for shit like that. Like there is no problem with
cabaret,
that.
Cabaret, you like cabaret?
I love cabaret. And I want to see it even more so now that with Emma Stone, when Emma Stone was in it, I hated that I missed her in cabaret. But yeah, I haven't seen a lot cuz I wanted to see Sweeney Todd when it was here at the Arts Center. I heard that was amazing. But I haven't. And so I've only been stuck watching the movies, which of course isn't as good as something that's going to be
it's the experience of live theater.
Yeah, but... which is what I love. So I haven't seen Spring Awakening was the last musical that I saw that I was okay with.
Spring Awakening, it's weird because I don't necessarily care for the music, but I really like the show. I like the story.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Les Mis. I think the fucking story is so depressing. The music is so fucking depressing. I know, weird in a show called The Miserables. It's so fucking depressing, but the story is interesting.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
But fuck, it's so depressing.
It's a sad fucking story.
Everybody just kill yourselves and let's end this shit right fucking
or
now.
Or Rent. Was what you just described.
That's why I don't. I'm like too much. 1, yeah. 000. So welcome to.
No, it's a great song.
No, it is.
That song's great.
Again, will you light my candle? I know all those songs because I listen to them because I'm into theater.
I just can't get emotionally into watching that show because I know what's happened in it. And I'm like, I can't.
Welcome to Mount Musical.
Yeah. Lola
was the vehicle. Yes, that would be my number three.
Is that
pick.
A girl?
It is
her
a girl.
Name was Lola.
Yeah.
Her name was Lola. And what did you mean?
She flies a car.
And she with shoots up with a fire
with her cherry red. All
right, we should probably get
plus
the words together
by
before.
I just sat back and watched the mess. It was great.
You just sounded like Dean.
Designed
Monitor.
By a Stark.
I just sat back and watched the mess.
And I know it was his dad, so it was close enough. So that's gonna work out.
No, that's
for me.
That's an awesome pick. I didn't even think about.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't think about that. Didn't think about that at all.
Yeah.
So
I doffed my hat.
Thank you. Better watch.
I regret putting the Magnum PI Ferrari now. Not because of Lola, because Lola made me think of the other car in that show.
Hey, do you want me to make you feel better? I regret putting Thunder from Thunder in there.
You know, I do feel better. I really do feel better. I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have put Magnum. And then you said Thunder. I'm like, thank God I didn't put Thunder. Thank the Lord on that one. Fuck, but I wish I would have put the other car in that show. All right. My number three is the 66 Batmobile.
Nice.
You guys have it higher?
I do.
Okay. So, table.
Yeah.
66.
I knew that was gonna get picked, so I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to put another car.
All right. So number two, David.
My number two is Serenity.
It's Serenity Now.
It's going to blow most people's mind because they know how much I love Firefly, but it's an honorable mention for me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I didn't know about the show, so I don't know about this vehicle.
And I'll tell you why it's an honorable mention for me.
Firefly?
Yeah, he hasn't watched it yet. Oh, I've been trying to,
Listen, you think I have all the time in the world to just fucking
to sit watch back? 13 episodes?
You think I have all the time in the world to just fucking sit there and like, what do you think I just do? Fucking just sit in a cabin, do nothing?
I see what you're talking about. It's not 13 seasons like Supernatural. It's just 13 episodes.
Yeah, I get why you can't get through it. To me, as Serenity is
Serenity now.
It's the environment for what really is the important thing to happen. Mm-hmm. Itself, the ship, it has a meaning, but...
I swear to God, I thought it was a car still.
Oh, no. No, it's a spaceship.
No, no. I remember I said I only have one car.
To me, it's the people that make up the ship more so than the ship.
But that's why, for me, Serenity is so important, because the family that is the crew of Serenity, that's where they come to life, is on that ship. And when you see everyone's little corner... Mm-hmm. Of that ship, it feels like the ship is alive in a way that very few spaceships are able to do. Like the Millennium Falcon is one where like you see it and it looks like a ship that's been lived in. Serenity does that for me, where I feel immediately like this is a ship that's fucking alive, because you go into one quarters and you're like, this is definitely a prostitute's quarters. And you go into another, and you're like,
what? Companion.
What's that?
Companion. She's more of a geisha than a prostitute.
What? Yeah. Why didn't you fucking... all the time that you try to sell me this fucking show,
Fox. There's no titties.
You neglect to mention whores?
Oh, wait. And you want to get better? Mirena Baccarin's the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't know.
Deadpool, his girl.
Vanessa.
Okay. She's a little too thin for my taste. She's beautiful. Not taking it in that way, but...
She is.
Back then.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She lost the weight for the show first on HBO before Deadpool.
What show was that?
She was on
HBO. With means Claire titties. Danes. HBO.
No, means... Showtime. Sorry. Homeland.
That means pussy.
Homeland. Oh, yeah. Which she was...
Actually, she was naked on that show.
On Homeland?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, it's Showtime.
Yeah.
Not everybody Fox. Getting naked up in this bitch at Showtime. Everybody.
Everybody in the club show tits.
there's one episode in particular where you realize how much Serenity means to Mal.
Out of gas,
which is my favorite episode.
Episode 14? too soon? Sorry.
Actually, God damn it.
That was supposed to be the first episode. Because they were going to...
Was it?
Because that's the episode where you see where all of them...
How the whole crew gets together. There's... Fuck, I love that episode so much. You see...
Like, this guy's about to fucking cry for a spaceship. I'm like, is this happening?
I'm not going to cry.
I go on Facebook Live. Hold on.
Keep talking. It's on mind. The light starts shining in your face.
Goddamn. This room's fucking dusty. No, you see absolutely how much Serenity means to him and how much Serenity means to everyone else. And conversely, how much everyone means to Mal. And that's something that doesn't always come through as overtly as it does in that episode, because he can be kind of brash and he does employ a sort of tough love.
Are we talking about Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
Yes.
He can be brash? He must have fucking put out some acting chops for this role. Must be completely different than everything else he's ever fucking done.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
I'm wrong.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Because you can't. Because you know facts.
But
he was great in that small piece.
He was great in everything he does as the brash guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. What was
he wasn't brash in Saving Private Ryan.
Dr. Horrible.
I don't even remember.
Dr. Horrible. He was just a douche.
Okay. Yeah, he was Captain Hammer.
Yeah.
In Saving Private Ryan, he was the first Ryan, the one that his...
Oh, that's right.
He was like, your brother's dead. And he's like, he's in kindergarten.
Right.
Like that one. He wasn't brash there. Yeah. He was... He was forgettable. Dave talking about Serenity there.
He was forgettable.
Right?
They told him the same thing. They go, pretend your little brother's a spaceship.
Yeah, man. So for me, it's and that episode Out of Gas takes place entirely on Serenity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bottle episode.
A bottle episode.
TV lingo is every show at one point has a bottle episode. If it goes on long enough, if it goes on for multiple seasons, it has a bottle episode where the entire episode takes place in one scene, in one location, okay. And the people are somehow, they find a way that they can't get out. So, for example, right. Mad About You had a bottle episode where they locked themselves into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the entire episode was them two in the bathroom, and it's because they were working on the door, and then the door got locked, but the handle got off. So every episode has a bottle, every show, most shows have a bottle episode. Community literally did the bottle episode, and they called it the bottle episode.
Okay.
During Community, they go, no, nobody's leaving until we find out who stole the pen, where the pen went. And it was a whole thing about them not. Being, so every.
Okay. Yeah,
if you think about any major show, most shows, if they go on long enough, they'll have a bottle episode at one point. A lot of bottle episodes are also the memory episodes.
And that's exactly what Out of Gas is.
Yeah.
Because about half the episode is him remembering how each member of the crew got aboard Serenity. And for some of them, they picked it specifically because it was that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kaylee, you know, she picks Serenity because...
It was a Firefly class.
Exactly. Yeah. And because it's a ship that you have to be hands-on with, you know. And so what happens is the ship breaks down, you know, as
is these... Is it Out of Gas?
Effectively,
you've been saying the name of the episode for 3 hours now, and I'm like, okay, I'm guessing it's Out of Gas, but you're saying no, it's not a piece broke.
It wasn't, yeah, okay. A piece broke, and you know, so the whole episode takes place on the ship. Subsequently. Right. So yeah, just for me, Serenity is, I mean, the ship itself isn't anything, like you said, it isn't anything spectacular or anything special. It's just that everything that is important to the show is represented in Serenity, whether it's that this is where the family lives and fights and loves, to Serenity representing, you know, in that pilot episode, we understand why Mal chooses Serenity, and it's because it represents freedom for him, the freedom that he wasn't able to win in the revolution,
right?
You know, and so I always think of
it's
that
not really a spoiler.
When I think of Firefly, oftentimes the first thing I think of is Christina Hendricks, but then it is Serenity.
Okay.
I'm so afraid of how sentimental you're going to get with your top pick. If that was number two, right? Yeah. If that was number two.
You want to talk about vehicles?
I'm like, oh my God.
Wonder Woman's invisible plane.
Very intense.
I'm about to ugly cry. Fuck. Okay. So if my number two gets vetoed, I'm going to switch it to Serenity. My number two is the Dragon Zord from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Wow.
Why would that get vetoed?
Because technically it is a vehicle.
It is a vehicle.
But it also is a weapon. But I guess...
Doesn't matter. So is
Thunder. And so is a few other...
Yeah, yeah. No, technically. I mean, that's usually what makes it so badass, is that it is also a subscriber.
Right. If there was going to be a veto, it would have been Thunder.
Yeah.
It would not be a Megazord.
But so... And I went Dragonzord because...
Yeah, you can't go Megazord because then you need multiple people to drive it.
Yeah.
So... But it
that's it, multiple it's, vehicles,
you know. But I went Dragonzord because it's Green Ranger,
yep.
Summoned by the flute. It's a fucking dragon.
I don't get the fucking hype over that fucking Green Ranger, man.
That was the fucking shit. Yeah. I can't even get into
because
it. Like
the
right
White
now,
Ranger was so much better.
No, but like,
but
it doesn't...
the Green Ranger was the bad guy.
Yes.
So
the Green Ranger was the bad
He's
guy.
He's the bad guy that plays a flute. Do you understand how bad? Do you understand how not bad that is,
bro? It's a fucking dagger. And it's a dragon. It's a dagger, and he has a dragon.
Like that. That's all you
cool.
need.
That's all you need. Bro.
I don't understand why
he made a flute.
Listen, you
dumb.
Were already playing with flutes in fucking Legends of Zelda, so that wasn't like too far off. Yeah. So
you think Link's less badass?
The Green Ranger was my favorite.
There you go.
Everybody's favorite is fucking the Green. And I'm like,
motherfucker,
am I the only one that would be there with like, no, just sign as the White Ranger, please?
he's got a flute that you can kill motherfuckers with.
Yeah, you can kill anybody with any flute.
I think it's called stabbing them
with the fucking other end. I don't know. You break it and you stab somebody with that flute.
Okay, so
in the spirit of fairness, this was a time where white was my favorite color.
Right. Okay.
So it's very
possible that
green's not even my favorite color. Hold on, no, but green is my favorite color. And that's very likely why.
He's still the best ranger. Zordon says he's the most powerful ranger of all.
Zordon says that. But here's the thing.
Zordon?
I think that if you would have... Did you watch the progression of the show? Did you watch the progression of the show when it came out? Because that's what I also think built up to this, the Green Power Ranger being so fucking awesome, was that you watched it. You watched him get to that point, and then he was the coolest looking character at that time before the White Ranger came out.
I mean, I agree with you. The White Ranger is the better is a cooler looking ranger.
Cooler looking. He has a fucking tiger.
And he has the
dragon,
tiger.
He has that fucking Katy Perry tiger. Come on, man, that was fucking amazing.
I mean,
when you saw Katy Perry in the Super Bowl, you didn't think, oh my god, that's a fucking tiger from the White Ranger.
But
I swear to God, I was like, this is the best halftime show of all time. He got a fucking Power Ranger, people.
The Green Ranger was the fact that he was the bad guy, and he. Even when Jason David Frank played him outside of the suit, he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he still was that same way, and Rita had the control over him. And it was him against the entire Rangers, and he was so badass that 1-on-5, he was fucking owning them.
Right.
And then it was just the Dragon Zord was so cool because it was a fucking dragon. It had the fucking
I'll give you the dragon. The dragon is dope as fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
Oh, no, I'm totally with you. I'm just saying my whole thing was I don't get the big deal with the Green Ranger. It has nothing. The dragon is fucking dope as shit.
In fact, Dave saw it. I got a print this weekend that it's Rita's throne room, and it's the Green Ranger kneeling down, giving her the Red Ranger sword, and you see the bodies of all of the five regular Power Rangers behind.
But you hit the nail on the head. The reason why there's all this hoopla about him is because he is a badass.
Yeah.
I like the bad guys. And with
Daniel LaRusso?
No, that's one exception.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I like the real Karate Kid in that case.
Right. You don't like the bad guy in that movie.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sweep the leg.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
Put him in a body bag.
And I the Green Ranger.
That should be in the next intro.
If it wasn't for the fact, I saw it in 5 different booths. If it wasn't for the fact that it was $150, they had the Dragon Dagger in box.
Yeah.
And I would have fucking bought it. Because my friend got it a while back and had him sign it. I would have fucking got it.
Oh, nice.
Too. But, I took a photo with him and Kimberly.
I know. I that's the one picture I was like, and I'm jealous.
I love
now.
Her so much.
I she love her
not,
too.
She has not aged.
No, she hasn't.
She looks.
She's gorgeous.
I even watched some crime show she did, some cop show she was in.
Yes.
I don't even know what the.
It wasn't that. Wasn't that the Canadian one?
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Do you? Yeah, like I watched that show for no reason.
She was in a Canadian cop show.
She was in a Korean, and then she was in an American like SWAT type show.
No, that was the Canadian.
That was the one
that they were. It was a SWAT team.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that. I don't even know. I saw like 2 seasons of that.
Canadian. That sounds legit.
But yeah, so
that's actually how it's pronounced.
So my number 2 is the Dragon Zord.
Okay.
Write that down. Dragon Zord.
While you write that down, we can come back now.
Why do you sound so negative?
To the Batmobile.
Yes, because my second choice is the 1966 Batmobile.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. I actually really like that old school style with the red trim. Mm-hmm. The concept car that I almost wish would have actually happened.
The Futura?
Yeah. The Futura was actually a cool concept car. A pedal horn. That's pretty, like, at the time.
Yeah.
You know, pretty cool. Push buttons. It was the first time a light up for when you were running out of gas was supposed to come out and things like that. So other than that's just for the car's sake of it. But 1966 Batmobile.
It's a beautiful car.
It's a beautiful car. It's iconic. It's classic. It's not over the top like now we've come to see 8,000 different types of Batmobiles.
The Tumbler.
Yeah.
All this stuff. As much as I like the Tumbler.
I don't like the Tumbler.
I do like the Tumbler, but it is probably... Now, I can't say it's my least favorite because I don't like the one fucking, from Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that huge fin in the back, that was stupid. Fucking gross. That light-up fucking turbine that it had, that it was fucking... looked like it was like a washing machine at a rave. I was like, what the fuck is happening here, man?
I didn't particularly care for the Batman Forever one either.
Which is the one I'm talking about? The one with the huge fin in the back?
I can't remember.
I don't remember which is which, because
I disliked both of them.
I disliked
both of them. One had silver wheels with the bat symbol.
I'm okay with that.
Inside. Nah, I didn't like the silver
wheel. That fucking light up turbine and the fucking that blue fucking it just looks with a huge fin. I hated that one. I don't like the tumbler because to me that's not a Batmobile. That's
it's a tank. Tank. Yeah, it's a fucking
that's not
tank.
A Batmobile. I really, really.
I like in Batman versus Superman. That Batmobile takes what is cool about the tumbler,
yes,
and makes it into a car.
Which is what I was gonna say. That's what I like. That's. To me, my favorite Batmobile is the Tim Burton one.
Yeah. Yes.
But honorable mention to the BVS Batmobile, because it is everything that the Tumbler wanted to be in a car, mm-hmm, and doesn't look ridiculous. And it's just like that. The whole Tumbler thing is, I thought it was dumb. I was never impressed with it. I was impressed with the Bat Cycle. That I was impressed with.
Yeah.
In the Dark Knight Returns.
The Bat Pod.
That was dope. I should with that fucking with the and way it works. Turns, the way it turns.
Yeah.
Bro.
And the fact that the thing was a functioning motorcycle, like, that's fucking cool.
So I'm okay with, like, but I don't like the Tumbler at all. But the 66 Batmobile is my number three. And that fucking car, I saw one episode of that show last week.
Mm-hmm.
The very first episode of the 66 Batman. And I didn't like it for multiple reasons. However, the fucking car.
Is cool as shit.
But even before I ever saw the show, I was like, that's a cool fucking car.
Yeah. Everyone can fall in love with that car.
Yes.
That car is dope as shit. That car, the fact that it has an alarm that only... I love... So the only thing I don't like about the car is the keys. That the key is two regular looking house keys.
It's just a regular, like, hey.
It's just a regular house key. It's like a fucking, like, everything else is bat about it. Like, there's a bat this, there's a bat that.
Like a bat, actual, like a bat.
I want a bat keychain. Give me a bat keychain. You can't give me a bat keychain. But the fucking Batmobile was super fucking cool. I love the fact that the Riddler was trying to steal it.
It's the first time you see the jet in a Batmobile.
Yeah. That he kills people with?
Yeah.
Batman doesn't kill.
He has multiple times.
Yeah, no, he put a fucking jet engine on a fucking clown. I don't know if you're aware of this. That clown died.
What are you talking about? He totally, like, with healthcare and everything, he's good to go. He's going to be fine.
God, I wish I would have known the mayor of that fucking... What was the mayor's name in that movie?
In which one?
In Batman Returns. It's the one where he turns a fucking jet engine onto a clown.
I can't remember the name of the mayor.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of the mayor. Because how did I remember the name of the mayor?
I remember Christopher Walken's name. It was Zorn.
No, it wasn't Zorn. It was, no, it wasn't Zorn.
No, Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah, Zorn is who he played in A View to a Kill. My bad.
Right. So if I would have remembered the name of the mayor, I would have said the name of the mayor and added the word care to it, like Trump care or Obama.
Okay, I got his name for you. What? IMDb has it. The mayor.
Right.
Not even kidding.
So the clown had mayor care.
Mayor care. Mayor care is what the clown had. Mayor care. I would still drive that car now.
I would drive any of the cars on my list, to be fair. I don't have the Thunder. So I'm not driving
General Lee. Like, not the way that car is in the show. Probably not. I'd paint it. I'd give it a paint.
You wouldn't drive the General Lee?
With the Confederate flags on them?
I would drive it right into fucking Overtown.
You come back with a crown and a scepter and furs. You know, they respected me.
they respected me. Jesus Christ. I'm walking away from this conversation. I can't edit
that's
again.
That's Family Guy.
I can't
it's
edit again.
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's Family Guy. It do with come on.
That's a Family Guy reference.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Saved, I am. But yeah, no. That
Batmobile is sick as fuck, bro.
Yeah. It.
I love the fact that Riddler was really trying to fucking jack his car, dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
I everything about that show for me, and I know you don't particularly care.
But I don't like it for you. I told you why I don't like it. Now, to get into it for the audience.
And I understand.
I don't dislike that show. I already saw that one episode, but I don't dislike that show for the things that everybody... Look, I'm not a fan of cheesy shit in general, but I don't dislike it for the cheesiness. I went into it knowing that this show is going to be campy and cheesy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody watches that show nowadays and go, oh, I don't like it because it's campy, that's on you. You shouldn't have even watched that fucking show because you knew it was going to get
campy. That's what it's known for.
You know what it's known for. So I watched it, and the reason I dislike the show has nothing to do with that. The reason I didn't like the show was for character reasons is for Robin in the very first episode. It's a Riddler episode, and Robin literally solves every single fucking riddle in that episode, and there are like five of them, and he solved every. And Batman was the fucking one going, oh.
So you're losing the detective aspects from Batman.
The world's greatest detective is fucking relegated to the fucking. It should have been like here's the thing. The writing wasn't even bad. It was good riddles. They were like fucking like, oh, I wonder what that means. Oh, okay, that's a good explanation.
Right.
The only problem was the person saying it
is not Batman.
Is not the one known as the world's greatest detective. It's the fucking sidekick to the world's greatest detective, and the world's greatest detective is fucking relegated to going, oh. I see now. What the fuck? Like, this is bullshit. And it didn't happen once or twice. Like,
it happened every time.
If you would have given Robin one or two riddles to solve, to show that, hey, he too is not a fucking numbskull. He too is actually a good detective.
He's okay. Not just there to take
punches. Yeah, he's not just there for the cute shorts. I get it. I'm all right with that. But that's not what you did. You gave him every single riddle.
And that never changed.
And when I talked to Dave about it, when he goes, yeah, that didn't change throughout the entire show, I'm like, there's no reason for me to continue.
This is basically Watson to
Batman poses the questions
that the Riddler asks. And on the card?
Posing like the way to think. No, and Robin right, is yeah, like the ba- one ba- that like
Batman phrases the solution, and then Robin he sets the spike, and Robin actually spikes it.
I don't think so, man.
Thinking back, I think it was more that like he was like. You okay? What is like, it? I already know what it is.
Yeah.
You not in the first episode. In the first episode, it was like, "What does he mean by this?" Robin was like, "I got it," and I was like, "Oh fuck! What the hell is happening here?" Again, I'm just going by the first episode, and I'm going by what David told me. That doesn't change.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Batman always sets it up, and Robin spikes it. That's the way I always interpreted from when I was a kid, and I've actually seen. Most of the episodes on the show, I haven't seen them all, but because there's a lot of fucking episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But I purchased the first season on iTunes because it was on sale the other day.
That's how I watched it.
And I've seen the film that they did multiple times. From the episodes that I have seen, they're all like that, where Batman sets it up, Robin spikes it, and whether Batman knows or doesn't know, what I love best about that show is that all of the conclusions that he draws, which every clue that he picks up on leads to them solving the case, none of them are fucking logical. And that's the best thing about it, is that it's so ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as the fucking Batmobile. Yeah. Nothing about that Batmobile should fucking work, yet it does. Why? Because it's just fucking cool.
Yeah. And then he threw the batarang. That was great. He threw a fucking the hook, the grappling hook, right? And they go up the building, right? And then they get to the window, and he takes the grappling hook off of the window, off of the bars of the window, right? And then they show a close up of him folding the grappling hook and then tying the string.
That's like, fucking funny. That's what I'm telling him.
They show him. I laughed. I was laughing. But I think I was laughing for the wrong reason. Like,
I'm not laughing with you. Yeah. I am laughing at you.
Yeah, this is
right
the point
now.
Where.
They want you to laugh at them.
I wasn't sure if that's a thing because they show him folding the fucking. And then they show him
funny,
tying
dude.
It up. And then he puts it in his belt. That's fucking. That part of the belt is labeled grappling hook. And I'm
he's organized.
The bat labeler.
Yeah, who labels the bat labeler?
Arthur. Alfred.
And so then that's like things like that. It had nothing to do with the cheesiness or that bad acting. It had nothing to do with that. The acting actually wasn't bad. I'll be honest. The acting was not bad.
What the show is, it's awesome, Matt. If you want to watch it for
Batman
being
a detective,
broody,
you're not
going to
get
watch
it.
It.
No, don't.
I don't want
it.
Dark and broody Batman. To be honest with you, I'm a little sick and tired of fucking dark and broody Batman. I like. So let me give me a taste of a different palette. All right, but give me a detective. That'd be cool.
At least
I think he's a good detective on the show.
Not for that first episode. Watch that first episode tomorrow, and then let me know if I'm just
all right.
Maybe I'm you know.
Okay. No, I got you.
All right. So 66 Batmobile.
Yeah.
Is my number three.
There you go.
You're number two.
So
you're number four.
My number four. Yeah. So you're on number two now.
I'm on number two. My number two is a vehicle that. By all intents and purposes, in the show, should have been blown up and destroyed multiple times. However, it is so good, and it is it is so lucky for the sake of the car that it was in a show that nobody ever hit anything with bullets. For as many bullets and explosions as was in this show, nobody was ever hit. It's as if this TV show was the training ground for stormtroopers. Like, you needed to pass through this TV show to get to the stormtrooper. And my number two is a 1983 GMC van from the A-Team.
Oh,
I fucking love that van. When I was a kid, I wanted that van without even knowing all the things that I could do in that van. I just wanted the fucking van because, and I'll be honest, because I was an MT, because I'm a Mr. T fan, and I was like, Mr. T drives that van. I want that fucking van, and that's the fucking van that I want. And I,
no,
I
that's a sick a, van.
I
it's
love cool that van. I love that the new movie. I love the van in the new movie, and I, you know.
The new movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The movies. I love the new movie.
I love the movie. It got panned horribly.
Really?
Like, everybody shitted on that movie.
When you think of the A-Team, what do you think of? Cheesy action.
Yeah, cheesy action.
That's like, what the movie is.
Super cheesy action. Actually, the movie's not even cheesy. And it's not even that cheesy. It's not cheesy. It's great action. And Jessica Biel.
It's got Jessica Biel. It's got the guy who played Night Owl in Watchmen.
Okay.
He's like the main protagonist in it, or antagonist. I'm not sure which is which.
Protagonist is the usually the good guy.
He's like a
antagonist is the bad guy.
Okay, well, he's something.
Yeah,
and he's
somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, he's somewhere in the middle. And then the cast of the A Team is great.
Oh, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in it. Oh no, wrong one. Sorry. No, I'm looking up the name of the guy for Watchmen, and then it sent me to Jeffrey Dean Morgan because Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in Watchmen. So
I can't remember his name right now.
But that movie's great, man. I love the movie, but the TV show, the van is fucking amazing with the black, with the red stripe. That's sexy as shit.
I cannot no plane.
Yeah, oh, girl. But that's sexy as shit, man. Black with fucking red stripes, man. That's fucking sexy as shit. So
Mr. Tree driving that?
Just like the Batmobile.
Just like the Batmobile, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
So that's my number two.
Fantastic. I mean,
did they ever set that car? Did they ever hook it up with like guns and shit in the TV show? No, right?
It was just a van.
It was just a van.
Because
he never wanted to fly, so he would want to drive everywhere.
That's right.
I ain't getting on no plane.
A 1983 GMC.
Sounds like fireworks, yeah.
I hope so.
It's weird.
Get your head out of your ass, soldier. That ain't no fireworks. What movie?
Is it Starship Troopers?
No. Under Siege.
Oh, sorry.
Man, I haven't seen Under Siege in so long.
All right.
So,
my number two is the A-Team 1983 GMC van.
All right. You have honorable mentions on yours?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do it? Do you want to read? Do you want to read online first?
I could read online first.
Okay, cool.
All right. Stephanie Mayer Sr. first said only one vehicle, and then came back with four. And she had number one is the TARDIS, two the Enterprise, three Kit, and four. Originally, she had the Mystery Machine, but then she realized that it's not supposed to be anything that's animated, and then went with a baby, which is the Chevy Impala from Supernatural.
Good picks.
Yeah, those pretty good picks. Carlos. Hello, Carlos. Four, TARDIS. Three, Stair Car from Arrested Development.
The blue stair car. That's one of my honorable mentions.
Yep, honorable mention.
Never seen the show.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Me neither. I only saw one episode. Awesome. One or two episodes.
I saw like two or three episodes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was it.
It was good up until Netflix took it over. But
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's not good now with Netflix. But,
two, Kit from Knight Rider, and one, Black Beauty, Green Hornet.
Yeah. Awesome.
And his honorable mentions were Enterprise from Star Trek and John Voight's LeBaron Seinfeld.
Oh, the LeBaron.
LeBaron.
LeBaron
from Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Julie Watson, four, General Lee, three, Kit, two, Baby, one, USS Enterprise. There's a lot of the same. Oh, this guy. Okay, John Evans. The Batmobile, Kit, the General Lee, and then MacGyver's Jeep.
Oh, shit.
Which I didn't think about that. I used to love MacGyver. That,
yeah, MacGyver was awesome.
It's not as good as MacGruber, but yeah, sure.
MacGruber!
Making things out of... How did you know I was wearing a vest? You're wearing a vest? God, I love that fucking movie, man. He fucks a ghost in that movie.
That movie's awesome.
That movie is... Did you see that movie?
Yes, I saw
that movie. That movie is fucking
awesome.
That is
an underappreciated movie.
Then we have Yvette.
It's just the right one of appreciation.
Yvette La Rosa, who said she's got Kit, the Ferrari in Magnum PI, the Ford Gran Torino in Starsky and Hutch,
yeah,
and then General Lee. And then her honorable mentions were the Ferrari in Miami Vice, the Mystery Machine, the van in A-Team, and Batmobile. And not sure if Wonder Woman's invisible jet counts.
Why wouldn't it?
It was on the live action TV show.
Yeah, live action TV
show. Featured regularly in the first few seasons.
It was actually in every series. It was actually in every episode. It was in the background in every episode.
Then we have Louise Essman for Al Bundy's Dodge.
Louis.
Got it. Sorry, Louis. Yeah. It's also Louise without the E, I guess. Louis Essman for Al Bundy's Dodge.
Yeah.
Which is a good choice. Yeah. I would have not thought about that. Yeah. That was good. The A-Team van, Kit, and General Lee.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's racist, I agree.
Yeah.
And then Rodney Badger has Kit, A-Team van, Batmobile, and what's on one of my honorable mentions, which is Chip's motorcycle.
Yes.
Which is on my honorable mentions.
Rod is on my honorable mention. Wait, what?
Yeah. And that's it for everybody who put it on
Facebook. Did you say Yvette? Did you talk about her?
I don't have her on this one.
Yvette.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
You talked about
it? Not sure if Wonder Woman's invisible jet counts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's she's the one who had asked.
All right, Dave, what's yours?
Mine, I've got Kit, Black Beauty from The Green Hornet, the stair car from Arrested Development, and Agent Maxwell Smart's 1965 Sunbeam Tiger.
I thought that would make your list.
Yeah, we were talking about that before you got here.
It's fantastic.
Would you believe? Honorable mention.
Yeah. There you go.
Missed it by that
much. Yes,
missed
it. Yeah.
Just give a... I just read this on Facebook. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but Steve Bartman is getting in...
A World Series ring.
A World Series ring.
Yeah.
Going to put that out there.
Yeah. So, got it.
Got it. It's about time.
Good for him.
He's the guy that basically helped the Marlins
win the World Series. Against the Cubs.
Right?
The Cubs fan that helped.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the story?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the World Series.
That he had to of course. Leave Chicago.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's getting a World Series ring.
For real.
For real.
So then it has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
that was the 2003.
By the way, when I went to Chicago and I went to a Cubs game like 5 years ago, that seat, everybody takes a picture in that seat. Next to that seat. Yeah.
All right. So mine, since you said the Bluth car, I'm not gonna say it. I have Serenity from Firefly.
I've got Serenity now.
The family coach from the Munsters.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I have the Satellite of Love from Mystery Science Theater 3000. That's shaped like a penis. and I have the BMW Isetta, a.k.a. the Urkelmobile. That's Family Matters.
Wow.
That is because fewer cars make for a more efficient vehicle.
That is my entire honorable mention list.
Really?
The Urkelmobile. Yeah. Nice. That is my entire.
You know, I totally forgot about that until just now when you
said
that.
My entire honorable mention list. Actually, the only reason I'm going to add another one is off the top of my head, what should have been my number four, and I should have moved Magnus Ferrari to the honorable mention, but what should have been my number four is Ghost Rider's car and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's what I was thinking when you thought of the car.
Yeah. And that was my fault for not thinking of it. I can't change it.
Gorgeous freaking car.
Yeah. So
my honorable mention.
And it lights up on fire. So,
yeah. Which is fucking cool.
Gives you a skull head, which is dope.
Chip's motorcycle was on there, and then I had it's my dream car for no fucking reason, but the Volkswagen bus from Lost.
Awesome. That's great.
So, I can't remember that van.
The blue van with the white top.
The caravan.
It was Hurley, the car that Hurley was driving around.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and that's just because
That's your dream car.
A Volkswagen bus van? Yeah.
I have a family friend that sells Volkswagen.
Really?
Buses. Like, he fixes up, so if you want, let me know.
That's good to know, because I've always wanted a Volkswagen van.
I got you. I hate that show. I loved that show for four seasons.
And then after that, I was like, this is getting too much, guys.
Three and a half seasons.
You're right.
It's called Lost because I lost six years of my life.
And interest. I lost interest.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens. I never finished a show. I watched four seasons, and after this, I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
You didn't need to. They got off the island, they get back on the island.
I was like,
Stephanie, oh, you're right. 20 years later.
when they got off.
My God, it has almost been 20 years, hasn't it?
No.
Since it started?
The way you just said,
you always caught Batman. Yes, Robin. World's greatest detective, Robin.
When was Lost?
You said that's a weird thing to do.
No, because I haven't been.
You count the show from when it started, not when it ended.
Lost wasn't around when I was in high school, so no.
I don't remember.
Lost started in
2004.
2004.
Yep.
Ooh, boom.
Damn.
Pow, pow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So near your honorable mention is the Urkel Mobile.
Wow.
My honorable mention was the Urkel Mobile
and Ghost Rider.
And Ghost Rider, that should have been my number four.
All right. Yep. Dave, let's talk about your number one that we all know what it is.
Yeah.
I got another honorable mention. Kit from Knight Rider, the
Mustang,
the 1982 Pontiac Trans Am.
People, you know what? I actually like the Mustang from the new one too.
So what's your number? What's your honorable mention?
Oh, David? Okay.
I gave my honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just trying to get him to stop fucking talking.
Oh.
All right. So.
What's your number one? You claim to know my number one. What's my number one?
The Enterprise.
It's not going to be. He's going to throw a wrench. It's not going to be the
Captain Spite. I forgot.
Because the thing is, it could be. There's three choices. It could be the original Enterprise because he fucking loves the cheesiness. Could be Next Generation because that's arguably the best of the Star Treks that most people say that we've had this conversation. But then there's one that it's not Discovery because that's the new one. It might be Deep Space Nine because people say that ship is fucking awesome.
Now, let me ask you a question.
It is one of those.
Let me ask you a question.
The wild card is Deep Space Nine.
Here's my question. There's a TV show from that was in a movie count because it's still a TV show.
Does a TV show that's in a movie?
Yes. So, could the ship from Galaxy Quest count?
Motherfucker, that's really fucking audible.
That's really fucking meta.
Hunter in Paradise is out, bro.
Because that was from a TV show. We never said the TV show had to be on our universe. That was from a TV show.
I would audible moment.
I would allow it.
I would audible my number four.
Right, I would allow that.
Galaxy Quest ship. It's not going to make the mountain because nobody else is putting it. But so I can get rid of Thunder in Paradise. That's my new number four is Galaxy Quest. Anyway,
you don't even know the name of the ship. You don't even know the ship.
Do you?
But I no. But it has the Omega what?
Is it an Omega 9?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, it's your number four.
It's been a long time since I've seen Galaxy Quest.
That would be a great Mystery Woobro Theater.
Yeah. Are we going to take bets?
What's your choice?
I'm going to think, even though he's a fucking diehard of the original.
I'm going to say that it's not the original one because.
I'm going to say Deep Space Nine.
I would say Deep Space Nine because he's such a fan of the original that he's saying to himself, everybody's expecting me to pick this one. So I'm going to pick the other one because Captain Spiteful is always on duty. So I think it's the Deep Space Nine. That's my guess.
I'm going to go original. I'm going to go against the grain here.
All three of you are wrong. It is the TNG, the 1701D. That has always been and always will be my favorite ship.
More so than a TIE fighter? Look at him fucking thinking. He's really pondering this shit.
Yes, more in the TIE fighter.
Okay.
I did tell you that my favorite ship from Star Wars is the X-Wing.
Yeah, he told us right.
Which is why we're laughing.
I did say my bad.
He said the TIE fighter.
When I retold the story before you got here, I retold the story and I said TIE fighter. I was legitimately thinking that was a...
No, the X-Wing is legit my favorite ship from Star Wars.
Okay.
But the Enterprise D is my favorite ship and
these nuts.
Sorry. Set and Spike.
Right.
I knew where it was going, see, as did Batman.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I said it.
Yeah, but you didn't get credit for that joke.
No.
I'm the one that got credit for it. Just like Dick Grayson got credit for fucking solving the riddles.
But it doesn't mean Batman didn't know. Okay. So,
I would have liked Batman to have looked over at someone and be like, I'm just training him because I'm trying to build up his self-esteem so he could get it.
But you don't like the comics that explain all that shit.
No, not the comics, but the fucking show.
The TV? Okay, yeah. Right, okay.
Because the comics, we don't have pictures. No, I'm sorry. The show, we don't have people. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. It fell apart on me. This defense fell apart on me.
Good job, Robin.
It usually does. I'm just glad that you saw it happen this time. You noticed it. TNG is the best. The one that I've watched the most is the original series.
Right.
And the original series, I've always said it has a very, you know, special place in my heart. But
you should probably get that looked at, man.
I should. TNG will always be my favorite.
The new girl?
Huh? The new girl.
the new girl, yeah. And that ship when I picture the Enterprise, that's the one that I picture.
Which is the one in the movie that we saw the other day together?
That's the original
Khan.
That's the original one, but it's the warp drive was retrofitted for new warp drive.
You should have known that. Come on, here.
Yeah, because it has more of a rectangular rectangular nacelles, and the original is cylindrical.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just testing you. See if you knew the answer.
Are you aware?
Your story checks out.
Is that the only ship that has the holodeck?
I believe so.
Because that's the coolest part of that ship.
Yeah. Well, and so many awesome adventures take place on the Enterprise in the holodeck.
Was it Worf and Data that did the Sherlock Holmes?
Data and Geordi.
And Geordi.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That Sherlock Holmes episode was amazing.
They had a couple of them. My favorite one is the one where Moriarty gets off of the holodeck.
Yes, and goes into
the Enterprise and starts fucking shit up.
Yeah.
That episode's fucking brilliant. The Patrick Stewart ones where he goes in as Dixon Hill, this like old like film noir detective.
Yeah, shocker.
Right.
Is there a fedora?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. There's a fedora and
Picard
a trench coat.
Wearing a fedora and a trench coat. Wow. This guy.
Yeah.
Make it so.
My fucking cough, man. You're killing me.
You broke him.
I wonder if there was a writer somewhere writing this episode going like, there's gonna be a fat kid. Oh, you weren't fat when you were a kid.
I wasn't fat when I was a kid.
Yeah, and there's gonna be some fucking kid that's just gonna be jerking off to this whole fucking idea.
Man, that ship, everything from they added Ten Forward, which is where everyone goes to kind of just relax. Like that's
where Whoopi is.
Where Whoopi works. Yeah. So in season two, they bring Whoopi Goldberg in, and she's a bartender in Deck 10 Forward section, which is basically, it's just like a massive window that just lets you see absolutely everything that's going on.
The Lido deck.
Yeah.
The Lido deck. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But that's where everyone goes to drink and hang out.
On a lot of ships, Deck 10 is the Lido deck on a lot of ships.
Oh.
Not every ship, but a lot. Yeah.
And so many interactions between Whoopi and people. Like, you can have the show never go down onto a planet and it'd still be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of the ship. There's so much to do on the ship. And yet it still feels like a military ship. Everything is very neat, very proper, very clean. You know, the very opposite of what Serenity is. You know, it definitely feels like this is a ship where people are serving. It's not where people are living and you know, just being making their way in the world. This is it's very, very different. I absolutely love it. I have a model of it sitting on my amplifier in the studio, that one, and it's beautiful. It's a absolutely beautiful ship. I cried when it was destroyed, and
we believe you.
Yeah, yeah, I know you do.
Sorry, Steph.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the theme of this episode. Yeah. Spoiling shit for Steph.
No, it's a great. I told you I've seen Next Generation, and I like mm-hmm. Next Generation.
Yeah.
And that ship's cool. That ship's cool.
I saw Wrath of Khan, and I like Wrath of Khan.
There you go.
I
like Shaka Khan.
I have no idea how happy that made me.
I'm one of two for Star Trek movies.
Well, you also saw the second worst one.
Yeah.
He saw Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Oh.
The only one worse than that is Star Trek 5. It was just awful. awful. Don't watch that one either.
Oh, I'm not gonna.
But don't worry, you should watch. Ooh, my arm's twisting. You should watch 3 and 4 and finish out that trilogy. You like Wrath of Khan?
I did.
Shaka Khan.
And I think you're gonna like. I think you're gonna like Star Trek 4 even more than Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
Every movie that you think that I'm not gonna like, I've liked. Casablanca, North by Northwest, and Wrath of Khan are three that you go, I don't think you're gonna like it.
And these are three of my most like favorite movies.
And the ones you thought I was gonna like, such as which one did you think I was gonna like? LA Confidential. I was like, meh.
No, I didn't say I thought you were gonna like it. I said that movie is fantastic. No, and I love
you said if, between Casablanca and LA Confidential, you told me to watch LA Confidential
because it's newer, and I know that you don't you tend to like newer movies more than you like older movies.
Not the case in this situation.
No, not in this one. I was wrong.
I'll watch Casablanca again and again and again.
You can watch Casablanca twice in the time it takes you to watch LA Confidential.
Yes,
I don't even think LA Confidential is a bad movie. I just don't think it's 99% fresh, but I don't think it's a bad movie. I'm totally fucking with you when I say it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. I just don't think it's that great. That's a lot great. 99. That's a lot.
I think it deserves it. But we're going off topic.
You wait. Know what your number one is?
I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe wearing.
Oh, a shirt. We can talk about this.
Yeah. Now you can talk about it.
My number one's the TARDIS.
Thank you.
Time and relative dimension in space. Mm-hmm. It is to me the ultimate vehicle. It can travel through time
and space.
It is infinite possibilities of its layout within. You know, it's got a library. It's got a swimming
bigger on
pool,
the inside.
It's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
It's like, what's his name? Fuck, what was it? Emilio Estevez's trailer in National Lampoon's.
Lethal Weapon 1 or Loaded Weapon.
Loaded Weapon 1.
Yes. I never saw that.
Yeah. Oh my god. That movie was funny.
He says that same. It's a Lethal Weapon spoof movie.
Wasn't that the Tim Curry Wilderness Girl cookies?
Wait, yeah. Tim Curry's in it?
He's the villain.
I'm in.
So like this is what happens. So he goes into. So he has a trailer on the beach like Mel Gibson does in Part 2 with Lethal Weapon 2. And when you walk inside, it's a fucking palace with columns and the whole nine yards. And then the girl that walks in with him, she's like, it's bigger on the inside, huh? Like, she's like, yeah, it didn't look that big. And I'm like, yeah, it's bigger on the inside. So that's the whole joke. Yeah. But.
And it the only... The argument for it is that it doesn't take you where you want to go. It takes you where you need to be.
It is sentient.
Right. It is a sentient.
Yeah, and it takes you where you need to be.
Correct.
And...
Can I just say...
Yeah.
As a person who's not a fan of Doctor Who, I love... It's pretty rad. This is, like, again, I like the TARDIS because... Even as somebody who's not a Doctor Who fan, you acknowledge recognize fucking what's cool, man. This is a fucking very cool thing. I think it's a bit of a cop out that it could be anything and everything on the inside. I think they could have fucking, you know, this is the format like they do with the Enterprise. You know, they could have done that with the Enterprise. It's anything you need it to be, or anything you want it to be, or anything, you know, you walk into a new, every episode they walk into a new, or every season they walk into a new section.
The TARDIS is not like that.
But that's what
No. The TARDIS, there are rooms that you
don't even know exist until you need them.
But the thing is,
that's kind of a cop out.
But here's the thing.
I personally think that's kind of a cop out. I think that the TARDIS is a cool idea. The fact that it's a fucking cop booth or whatever the fuck it is.
It's a police call box.
Right, call box. And the fact that it's that on the outside and on the inside is a time machine. I think that's super fucking cool. I think it's a bit of a cop out that it's you walk into a room and you've never been in before because you've never needed that room.
But here's
before.
The thing.
Bit so of a cop like, out.
But here's the requirement from Harry Potter.
Yeah. But here's where you're wrong. Is that because you don't really go to those rooms? You mainly like they're mentioned that they're there, just to give you an idea of the
size capacity and
the capacity of it.
But everything takes place right at the console.
It takes place at the console. Right. It's not like an example like you were saying where I could go. Oh, we need this. Let's go over to this room. They mention what it has just as an idea of. Going on to the bigger, it's bigger on the inside. Oh, we have this library. Oh, we have this. They don't. It's not that they
travel
use those
actual
things
places, right?
To use those. It takes place primarily.
It is more a vehicle in the traditional sense, correct, than the Enterprise is, because the Enterprise is almost like a world in itself, right, where it's pretty like self-contained. The TARDIS is going to take you where you're needed in time and space, and it's going to aid you in what's going on because it's got a universal translator that translates all whatever alien foreign languages telepathically.
So wherever you're at, that's how, like, if he's going to a far distant planet, that's the way you can know that they can say you're speaking in English, because the TARDIS has you interpreting what they're saying.
It's like what they do on Legends of Tomorrow, when they take the little pill and they speak whatever language you want to.
I wish the show did a better job at explaining that, because they don't. And I'm not a big Doctor Who fan. I actually hate on Pedro on our podcast all the time, and Steph, because they ruined it for me. When hearing about Doctor Who, sounded amazing. Time Lord, this, that. Like, I already knew about the Bad Wolf and all that. I was like, all right, I'm in it. So, and I usually will try out a show, not only because I do Geek Podcast, but I like to be able to see what my friends are into. So I saw I made the mistake of seeing the first episode.
Mannequins?
Mannequin Hands, I'm and that drove me crazy. And then, okay, now they sell me on it, and Steph sits me down. She goes, I've got the episode you need to watch. And so what she does is she makes me watch the first episode of Tenet when he's not even doing shit. See, right?
She did it
and
wrong.
Then there's a crazy ass fucking Christmas tree that they're supposed to be super scared about, and all it is a fake tree that spins in fucking circles. It was the most boring. They fell asleep watching the episode I was supposed to be watching because it was so good.
That's my biggest problem with the show. And again, we're going off on a tangent here, but that's my biggest problem with the show is the production value fucking blows. And I'm just like, dude, I'm trying really hard, guys, but this is and I don't even dislike this writing. The Mannequin Hands episode, aside from the shitty production value, I don't dislike that episode. The next episode, the very next episode after that, is the one where the last person on Earth is a sheet of skin. I actually like that episode. But the production value is something that you have to talk to. It's like I'm in the corner like a boxer. Like,
hey, bro, you got this.
You're gonna see shitty fucking production value. You gotta step up and fucking
see. You like that? So, but to go back, the TARDIS though is still badass. Can't deny. And we were talking about it earlier, and even I was at home talking about like what my top were before I left, and I was like, fuck, I would love to put that, but I'm just not too big of a fan, and anybody who's listening to me here and listens to me, they're gonna be like, I can't believe this fucking poser chose the TARDIS when I hate Doctor Who. It is badass in its right, and I can, as a fan of Harry Potter, I'm not even mad if it does have a room of requirement and just pops things up when it needs to.
And Stephanie kind of did you a disservice, because the way that I was, because I'll tell you straight up, when I first tried to watch Doctor Who, I couldn't do it. 2 years later is when I gave it another chance.
Right.
And it was the same issue. I watched Mannequins, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And my wife watched it, because we had not seen it before that first time around. She kept through it.
Right.
The episode that everybody will tell you to go in that first season is Father's Day. It's like six episodes in.
Oh,
if you can get to that.
Here's my problem though with this show. Just, I know this is a tangent, but just the fact that you have to give me a list of 10 episodes across four different seasons to make me go back and rewatch the whole show. I'm like, why?
Well, no, this isn't in the first season. No,
first season.
Oh, okay. Because Pedro's gonna kill me when he hears this. I've seen the Dalek episode, which. Right.
Which one?
Daleks.
The Daleks episode?
Which one?
They're the exterminate. They're like
the main one when they've got it chained up and they're
going to... No, but there's like five Dalek episodes in
I want to say season one Dalek episode. Because I don't... Because the Doctor was, I pretty much think, the ninth Doctor.
It was Eccleston?
I think so. Big talk. The same guy from the Mannequin's Hand.
With the goofy ears. Yeah.
So that episode where they were killing the Dalek and you're supposed to get really emotional about that shit. Totally wasn't emotional about that shit.
Like what?
The companion.
Rose? Billy Piper. Rose.
And then I saw the Van Gogh episode.
Oh, that's a great episode.
That's the only episode I made it through. But what bothered me was because I haven't seen this whole entire thing and explained to me the powers of the TARDIS. I was like, she's wearing clothes that in this time they would have stoned her. Like not okay. And so that was not explained very well for me. And so it took me out of what was going on to bring me back in and not even making a comment about it. And then Steph was like, oh, because you don't know, the people see them in clothes of the time. And I was like, you could have thrown me that bone like at the beginning of that episode or something.
The Doctor also has like psychic paper that he can hold up, and it's blank paper, but the people see
whatever he wants them to see. Yeah. But the TARDIS itself is such a cool thing, and the fact that it's stuck as a call box because it's supposed to change to whatever area they go to something that's common for that area, but the device that changes it broke. So it's been permanently stuck as a police call box. So that's why it never changes. But one of its abilities...
And it's stolen. Right. He stole it from Gallifrey, which is the planet that he's from.
With the fucking spoilers, man.
I'm so terribly sorry.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're going back to like 1964. Yeah, we've
already had 35 years to fucking get your watch. But, come on, man. Give us a little bit of a break here.
But yeah, that's one of its other abilities that the way that they, because of the production value,
right.
They can't be changed, especially in the 60s. They're not going to change it every single friggin' time.
Wait, Rose was in the 60s?
No. The call box, because... The
show was originally from the 60s, then redone again.
It ran from the 60s through the late 80s.
In the 60s, holy shit.
It went through 8 doctors before there was a hiatus.
That's why I called him the 9th Doctor.
It went through 7 doctors, then the 8th Doctor was in a film.
Right.
Which was released in the United States. So a lot of people... know the 8th Doctor.
Yeah.
Right. And aren't really too familiar if they didn't catch it on PBS with the other doctors. But obviously with the rise of, you know, cable and, you know, getting BBC over here, it became much more popular once it was restarted. But it was restarted, not rebooted.
Right, restarted.
So there's it's a new continuity, but still picking up where the old one left off. You don't need to see any of the previous stuff to understand. It helps because there's little, you know, things here and there. But there's one episode where the TARDIS's consciousness gets a human body.
Yeah.
And that is one of the most emotional and impactful episodes because you see how much the TARDIS truly loves the Doctor.
Yeah.
Truly cares for the Doctor in a way that he didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a beautiful episode.
And the TARDIS changes for each Doctor.
The inside
changes for each Doctor.
Oh, I'm going to be interested in what the 13th Doctor's inside of the TARDIS is going to look like.
Yeah.
It's going to have to totally change.
Yeah.
Well, not completely, but to a certain aspect.
Yeah.
Because you have her coming out being like, holy shit, I'm a chick now.
Yeah.
And play it off that way. Which I like Jodie Whittaker. So
she was so good on Broadchurch.
I loved her in Broadchurch. So that was something that I was like, okay,
classic.
I might have to go back. And I've always wanted to see the Tennant Doctor. It's just that they gave me the shittiest episode of Tennant. I love David Tennant.
I lucked out because I was watching Star Trek The Next Generation on BBC.
Shocker.
And what came on right after it was Doctor Who.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what, let me give this a shot because it was already in the second of the new season and I had heard things about it. So I happened to catch one of the best episodes of David Tennant's run.
The Angels?
No, that's a really, really fantastic. No, it was one where he pops in and out of the life of a woman in France during the French Revolution.
The Girl in the Fireplace.
The Girl in the Fireplace.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard about that episode.
Yeah, so it's a really, really, really good episode, and that happened to be the first one that I watched.
So then
I
was like, it gave you a good
So I was like, okay, this is really good. So I set a bunch of them to record, and I watched them, you know, pretty much back to back. I was like, all right, I am sold. And then I went back and I watched from the beginning. So already being a fan of it, I was like, okay, now I can sit through this and I understand the shittiness of the you know, the production value and all that stuff. And so I think I appreciated it more because of that. Because I didn't start at the beginning.
Yeah, that's where I apparently failed.
I'll leave it at this. Like, the first time that I can remember, because I can't remember back up then, when David Tennant's run ended and he regenerated into Matt Smith, that episode, I openly sobbed.
When he says, that, but I don't want to go.
Don't. Now you spoil it for me.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
But
when you have Jeff telling you spoil something, you know you've gone too far.
Look, I'm not even spoiling who the Bad Wolf is and all that because I do know all of that information without seeing any.
That is,
but that's one of the most emotional things ever. That episode, I literally, like my wife, again, I told you she saw it before. She said, I'm going to leave you alone to watch this episode. If
you need me, I'll be in the other room.
She recorded you with a nanny cam.
Yeah.
And now we're putting that out on geekbro.net. Make sure you guys check it out.
I literally, like, it finished the episode and I walked over and I was sobbing. Like, I think the last time was when somebody died. A relative of mine may have died. Because I was so, it was so
emotionally involved.
Emotional. But The Gifted was recent.
Yeah, God,
that fucking movie.
Oh my God.
Those specials leading up to his finale are all amazing.
We're going off time.
But yeah,
I'm
that's
so sorry. The TARDIS is a vehicle.
My number one is the TARDIS.
So your number one is the TARDIS. My number one is what everybody mentioned in a lot of theirs, and it's the minute that you gave me the topic, I went, this is the car. Uh-huh. This is the one, and it's Kit.
Yeah.
And it's Kit. It's the Trans Am.
Mr. Feeney's voice.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's which is freaking awesome. It's a car that comes to you, it drives to you, you can freaking bring it on your, like, for me, it just was the epitome of, like, a futuristic car that you would want later on.
It's a supercomputer on wheels.
And it was British as fuck.
Yeah.
Hello, Michael.
I used to love, look, my Siri is British. I have a guy that speaks to me in British because I wish I could. I call him Charles. I always say that when I get rich.
You can't officially change its name.
No, you can't. And I've asked it. And it tells you, but why would you want to do that? I'm like, because your name sucks.
I tried to call him Alfred and it won't work.
Yeah, I wanted to call him Charles just because I felt like, I don't know, like a butler I would name him Charles. So for me, it's Kit. So there's really nothing to say. Everybody chose that one, but it's still my number one. It was the first car I thought about. Not that I'm a David Hasselhoff fan, but Kit was
a David Hasselhoff.
You're not a David Hasselhoff?
Not like extraordinarily crazy like most people.
We're not talking about being a German fucking
like one of those
people.
Listen, where he still sells out concerts.
No one eats sloppy cheeseburger off the floor quite like David Hasselhoff.
Nobody calls his daughter a fat. Oh no, Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Alec Baldwin did, yeah.
Never mind.
But yeah, Kit, I mean, really, what else is there to say other than it was an awesome car?
You know, the dash, that little red light that is exactly the same light that they used for the Cylons in the original Battlestar Galactica?
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Because it was produced by the same guy, and he loved the way that little light just traced back and forth.
Might as well
bring
it on.
I'm going to throw it in there.
Why not?
It was exactly the same light.
And I dug that too. Yeah. So that was my number one, just to make up time for our Doctor Who talk.
Sorry.
No. You and I both got into it. It happens with me and Pedro often.
Oh, and the iconic sound that the TARDIS makes. Well, but anyway, sorry.
What's that sound?
It was actually something. You can start talking about your
normal. Well, you find out it's broken, and it's not supposed to make that noise.
No, but the sound that they got for it, I'm trying to remember what it was. Christy's yelling at the thing now. Good TARDIS. So.
Like, I don't know that. Sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what it is.
I loved that line where the TARDIS tells him, you know, in human form.
That's the sound.
Sounds like an engine trying to start. Yeah,
sounds like the fucking Predator who has asthma.
doesn't she tell him? Because. She starts flying the TARDIS, and he tells her, he's like, hey, it's not making that noise. She goes, yeah, it's not supposed to. And he says, what are you talking about? It always makes that noise. She goes, yeah, you left the parking brake on or something like that.
It sounds like you're trying to get a weed whacker to start. So, number one, Neri, you're up.
Look, my number one, originally, when this topic was brought up, I said, oh, it's Kit. Right, mm-hmm. And that's what I went with, and that's what I wrote down on my notepad or my notepad on my phone, and I said Kit.
We built one.
And then in trying to find the details for Kit, in you know, because I wanted to talk about it being a, you know, a Trans Am and I got to be honest with you, I kept seeing pictures of the 2008 show, and I'm going to go with Kit from 2008 Knight Rider.
Oh, is that what you're telling me to shut up?
Yes, Mustang.
The Mustang.
I
thought that was a movie.
3000.
Because it was a pilot for the movie, right?
Yeah, it was a movie that was a pilot for the TV show.
Is that why you were shutting me up, or did you not realize?
That's why I was shutting you up, because I already had it in my fucking pit, and we're still talking. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. But I did. So, yes, Knight Rider, Knight Industry 3000. $2,000 as opposed to that industry, $2,000.
That Mustang was sick.
That Mustang was fucking phenomenal. And it went into attack mode, and it fucking changed into a Ford F-150, into a pickup.
Yeah.
It changed into a fucking van. It changed into, what else was it? There was a...
TARDIS?
It changed, like, I take it back.
It transformed to a Ford F-150 pickup truck for off-road purposes, a Ford E-150 van, Ford Flex, a Ford Crown Victoria Police Interceptor, and a 1969 Mach 1 Mustang. All that shit was... I'm like, dude, and I like that. I don't give a fuck. I want to say, I liked the 2008 show. Okay. It was very formulaic, and I think it was one of those things where it just, whatever happened, it didn't. I don't see that show as a bad show. I see that show as a reamped version of the original show, which was, yes, cheesy and whatever, and however you want to say it. But I thought it was fucking great. Yeah. I love the original show. I love the original kit. The voice of this kit, 2008's kit, is Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking Batman is your voice? I'm fucking in, man. This is...
Iceman, dude.
Ah, come on, dude. The only thing I didn't like is that he didn't chomp his teeth as much as I would have liked him to chomp his teeth. you're dangerous. But I really love that fucking car. I love Mustangs. I'm a big fan of Mustangs. I told myself if I ever get to the point where I could afford to get a new car for myself that's not a family car, because the family car always will obviously come first, I will get a Mustang. The very first Mustang I ever drove was 8 months ago, was in Omaha, Nebraska. I was at a gig and I was renting a car, and I asked, oh, by any chance you have a Mustang? And she goes, yeah, we have a yellow one and a red one. And I go, fucking sold. And I love that fucking car. And it was, again, I've loved Mustangs from afar for a very long time. I always thought they were way out of my pocket range. For the most part, I was right. But fuck if a Ford Mustang, fuck if the Mustang isn't a shit, man. I love that fucking car.
It's my favorite car.
Yeah, you had one.
I had one. Yeah, I had a 2005 Mustang, and it was
a pussymobile.
My God, I fucking love that car. It was incredible. It drove like a fucking dream, man. You know, it handled exactly how you wanted a fucking muscle car to handle. And for me, it was Steve McQueen's Bullet from 1969. Fuck, man, that. When you see that chase, and it's a 1969 or 68 Charger, uh-huh. Dodge Charger, that super famous chase down the streets of San Francisco,
yep.
I was converted into a Mustang fan for life. Yeah. And
I happen to really love Mustangs, but just my problem with I'm too classic. My dad screwed me over by owning 66 and 67 fastback Mustangs. Oh, yeah. That when I saw the new model, I was like, I see that you're trying to give homage to the old school Mustang, but not enough for me. I would pick up a 66
I think
Mustang over any of the other ones.
I just bought the Knight Rider 2008 season.
Did you?
On iTunes.
Are
you serious? Yeah. I just bought it on
iTunes. The 2005 it was 1999. To 2009, holy I think shit. It was. For me, that car was episodes. Identical. Absolutely identical, with the exception that the front lights, the headlights had had some sort of glass on it.
Yeah,
and it wasn't just like a circular housing.
Mm-hmm.
They were identical.
Identical.
You know, once they redid
it a little
bit. Then it
got too bubbly for me for what a muscle car is supposed to. I don't know, something about the sleek lines and the bubbliness of it looking like pregnant in the front and the back. I didn't like once that changed up for me. I'm just a stickler for old cars. Most of the cars that I picked on my mountain
are racist.
Are that too? No, they're either racist or black.
Not exclusively. Why is it gonna be a black car, man?
Why is it gonna be black car, man?
Our old classic cars. It's just like kind of what I grew up watching my dad fix up. My favorite had to have been his '66 fastback midnight blue stick shift Mustang. And then he called me to rev the engine.
My grandfather had that same exact car.
So it was just something that I will always like really, really love. I used to think that I was going to want a Mustang when I was older, but I want the classic Mustang if that's what I'm going to go for. And his first one was a coppered color. It was beautiful with like a tan interior. Awesome car. But that's a good pick.
Yeah,
I love that Mustang.
Although I think product placement. Oh. It turns into a Ford F-150 and a Ford.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. But I love again, my pick was the original kit. That was my pick. I wrote it down, and then as I'm looking for pictures, because I wanted to get information, I kept running into the Mustang, and I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Mustang, dude. I don't know. I love that.
Mustang trumps Trans Am for me.
Yeah. I love the turbo boost in the original show. I mean, that's really, I waited all episode for that fucking turbo boost. As a kid, I was like, get to the fucking turbo boost.
Yeah.
Turbo boost. I don't know why turbo boost makes it jump. It should have been a fucking jump button. I don't know why. Like, turbo boost, literally, turbo boost just means it's a NOS button that makes it go faster. That,
yeah.
That jumping should have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the turbo boost button made it jump. And I'm like, okay. For a long time, as a kid, I thought the phrase turbo boost meant jump. Like, that's like what I thought it did. And it wasn't until later I was like, turbo boost? That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Hey, Michael, you want to fucking ask kid why that shit jumped? Like, that's probably, you should probably talk about that when you, dude, the fucking going up the ramp in the truck. It's fucking great, dude. The theme song might make the mountain of my fucking theme songs.
It's pretty.
Yes.
Of fucking Knight Rider. Really? I mean, yeah. I don't care what version you listen to.
It doesn't matter. I think any of the
Timbaland and Magoo made a fucking song.
Yeah.
In the fight.
Yes, they did.
I know. This is the hip hit hopping.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
You're like, this is a secret episode I've never seen.
He can read the sheet music? Wow. This is incredible.
Bully for him.
Bully.
How far LASIK has come.
Yeah. So,
So what's the mountain?
So, what's the mountain?
So,
there are a couple repeats.
I think we had a few repeats. TARDIS was a repeat.
TARDIS was a repeat.
66 Batmobile,
and technically Kit, but you choose the Mustang where I have.
I don't really care either way, but I will go Mustang. 66 Batmobile and TARDIS are the only ones that are repeats. That's why I'm surprised you had 20 in your list. I'm like, 20?
Yeah, 20? I know. I really do. There's a lot.
What are your other ones that are not? That didn't make the cut.
The Starsky and Hutch car, the Green Hornet car, like a bunch of the ones that were.
The Green Hornet car, I like, but I never saw the show. And
it's
I
a
like
good
it,
show.
And I like it because of the movie. The movie was god awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But the fucking car in the movie was amazing.
It's exactly the same.
That's what I liked about. And I'm like, it's unfair for me to put this.
I mean, is Green Hornet on iTunes? Fuck, I might just make
it. Yeah, Battlestar, the Battlestar Galactica. The ship from Battlestar Galactica.
Urkelmobile.
The Partridge Family
van. The Partridge Family van's another one. The monkeys. The car that the monkeys had was sick as fuck.
Yeah, that was cool.
TARDIS.
Like, there's a lot. If you really stop.
But I almost it predates certain time. Like, notice how many, like, we had that were new.
Yeah.
Not that many. A handful.
Yeah.
Everything else, when you think about vehicles, was classic and old school. They just, I guess, paid more attention to that kind of stuff back then.
Green Hornet is not on iTunes.
Really?
Yeah.
You could even go for modern, but it's iconic for fans of the show, but like Daryl's motorcycle.
True.
Daryl's motorcycle.
Oh, you know, I didn't think about that. Daryl's motorcycle, or even the camper, really, when you want to think about it, just the camper itself.
The camper, too, yeah.
It would have been something.
That's synonymous with Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Definitely, especially the camper.
This seems ridiculous to me.
So that's another one that I didn't even think of, the camper.
I didn't think about that either.
So, like, there's more coming as I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Plus the other ones.
That's what she said. The Green Hornet is 43% rotten. That seemed incredibly high.
Especially if Mighty Ducks 2 is only at
the movie.
Sorry, 40.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty accurate to me.
No, it's worse than that. I don't think so. Yeah.
I think the movie was good until the end. I'll be honest with you. I like that movie. The two things I don't like about that movie is Seth Rogen in the movie, but that's besides the point. I don't like the movie. I like the movie up until the end where they take the car into the newspaper fucking plant.
And the car jumps rails.
And you go, I'm out. I'm fucking done with this.
I really wanted to like it because I'm a fan of the old show. I really, really wanted to like it, and I couldn't.
The kung fu from this guy was...
He was awesome. He was great. He's no Bruce Lee, but he's great.
Really? This guy's no Bruce Lee? Well, what a fucking... What a statement you made there. Way to go out on a limb on that one.
He's not some guy who he isn't.
He's not some legendary guy that everybody knows. He's another guy that nobody knows.
All right, so we got to deal with the other two?
I honestly... Because the other two... I think Kit old school kit is as
it's
sick,
iconic. It's iconic,
but it's iconic.
I agree. I do think. Hey man, it was gonna be my pick. I wrote it down.
No, but I'm not knocking that other the new Mustang. So, I even mentioned it.
Yeah, cool shit. Right. 66 Mustang. Then I mean, 66 I want to make Batman.
I want to make a case for the Enterprise.
That, really? I mean, not Serenity? Because you spoke so deeply
you
about Serenity.
Yeah. If we would have been here mocking you, like tapping each other on the shoulder, if me and Q wouldn't have been tapping each other on the shoulder, like, this shit is going to happen. It's about to go down. Holy shit, get your camera out. If that wasn't happening, next year you
spoke way more deeply about Serenity than
Enterprise.
Did about
that's why I was like, I can't wait to hear him talk about the first one.
You spoke about Serenity the way you spoke about the Lido deck of the Enterprise. You didn't talk about the ship, the capacity, the fucking warp speed, the fucking the
I don't give a fuck about that.
None of that
it's
shit.
The people.
It's the people, and you're almost in tears. And I'm like, wow,
his
number three is fucking amazing, dude. Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm gonna just throw in the Dragon Zord because it's a fucking.
I like the Dragon Zord. To be honest,
fucking,
with you.
It's a fucking.
And I'm anti Green Ranger, but I like the Dragon.
The Dragon Zord is pretty cool.
Dragon Zord is pretty cool.
I mean, whatever. It's not fucking A-Team van iconic, but whatever. I get it. I understand. Hey, dude.
This warp drive goes to 11. Yeah. Just wanna, you know, put that out there.
I wouldn't mind the A-Team van either. What was the other one?
The Magnum PI Ferrari.
We had the Chevy Impala.
You had Thunder.
Thunder, Chevy Impala, Dukes of Hazzard. Which doesn't need to go on this list. It doesn't deserve to go on the top four, but it needed to be mentioned. Then you said the A-Team. You had Serenity.
Serenity and the Enterprise.
Like, I'm the only one really with the Chevy, the 67 Impala from Supernatural. I mean, I'm not going to put a fight for that.
For guys, diversity's sake, I would say put in a spaceship in there. Just because
I'm okay with the Enterprise.
If you would prefer Serenity, then
well no.
You sold me more on
Serenity.
Like you sold me more on Serenity than Enterprise.
They're both my picks. So if you guys want to diversify and put a spaceship on there, so be it. Whichever one you guys want.
Guys, we don't have a boat on here.
Thunder
hat getting thrown into the ring here. Did Hulk Hogan pilot the Enterprise? No.
Oh my god.
Imagine
Hulk Hogan piloting the Enterprise.
Warp 2.
What if he was not even the captain? Imagine him just being a fucking red shirt. He's just a red shirt.
Now I'm
the red shirt that never dies.
Oh my god, he rips it apart. He rips it off.
Like, hey, these guys want to fight us. You know what to do. I am a real American. He comes out.
Thing is, now I'm imagining all of these classic wrestlers as the command crew.
Oh my god.
Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Klingon is Worf.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage on fucking weapons.
Tangent. Yeah.
Weapons. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay.
So
Enterprise. I go Enterprise.
Okay. $1 million man would be the bartender.
Wasn't he also Mr. Perfect?
No,
that was a different person.
No, that's Lex Luger. No,
that's not.
Oh no, that's not Mr. Perfect.
Kurt Hennig was Mr. Perfect.
Lex Luger was something.
Lex Luger,
but he was something else, right?
I always knew him as Lex Luger.
Fuck.
I think he had a nickname.
Roddy Piper would totally be number one. Fucking Jonathan Frakes.
No, I think he would be Scotty.
Oh, but now you're going cross.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? They did find Scotty in a fucking loop.
I know. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
So you want to...
Junkyard Dog as the Reading Rainbow guy.
As Jordy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The Reading Rainbow guy.
The Reading Rainbow guy.
You mean Kunta Kinte?
Jesus. Oh my god, you're
Jordy today. I can't edit this money thing. All right. This is too much.
What are you talking about? It's an iconic role.
Just for the sake of ending this, I vote Enterprise. Just for the sake of ending this.
We're not going to put General Lee because it's racist. And he just said that. So we're going to put another Enterprise. We're going to put the Enterprise, another racist vehicle.
Why is Firefly then? Serenity.
Serenity.
I personally say Firefly because you spoke. Look, I've never seen either of these shows. I've seen the Enterprise more so than I didn't even know Firefly. I didn't even know Serenity was a ship. When you said Serenity, I was like, I don't know what kind of vehicle that. I had
but
no idea what kind
you
of vehicle
to
it is.
Spoke your...
But you spoke like it was a eulogy.
So
you spoke like it was a eulogy.
Serenity.
That's how you spoke about the eulogy.
Yeah, and no, you spoke about the specific episode out of gas to the point that I know.
All right. All right, so we left off at you being racist, and then what do we say?
So
Serenity.
All right, so
Serenity now.
I kept. That's all I think about. It's like whenever you say Wrath of Khan, I think Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
I think Serenity now. So we have the 66 Batmobile, the TARDIS, the 1982 Pontiac Trans Am kit, which is Night Industry 2000, mm-hmm. and we have Serenity. That is the mountain. I think it's a good mountain, man. I like it.
I agree.
I got 1.5 picks in that mountain. So
I got 3 out of 4.
Did you? Which one did you not get?
Enterprise.
Oh. Well.
Enterprise was the only one.
That was never going to happen.
Yeah. No, I know.
That was your... It's so funny how you spoke so highly of...
I honestly thought Jeff was going to have Serenity. That's not why I put it on there, but I was surprised that Jeff did not have Serenity.
I was surprised you didn't have the Get Smart car. I was surprised you didn't have... There was like... Every car that I kept looking at, that I was like, oh, how did you not have...
I thought long and hard about putting the Sunbeam from Get Smart on there, because I love that car. And Maxwell Smart is such a goofy, lovable idiot, you know, and even more so in the car, you know. Yeah. So...
All right, so that's it. That's the podcast. Q, thank you very much for having
me. Thank you for
being
having
here.
Me.
Make sure you check out Q's podcast, The Talking Geek, on the Geek Bro Network. Make sure you go to geekbro.net. You could also check out The Talking Geek on all things social media at
The Talking Geek Podcast. There's hashtag TTG, hashtag Talking Geek, or you can just follow our website, which is thetalkinggeekpod.com.
Make sure you check out Jeff and Dave on other podcasts such as Shiver, What's Up Bro, and then we have another podcast in the works that we have two now in the works.
Yeah.
So you'll find out about those later. Make sure you check out the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network such as Mamas and Merlot. What's Good is during their summer hiatus right now because they have kids, and so they start their new season late August, early September, but their Zeros on Hero is still kicking ass and taking names, and Comedy Fitness Podcast with my friend Don Gray. So make sure you guys check that out, and that's how lists are made.
Room.
I'ma kill you all like OJ. This Maggie new for real, you must pay. Listen to the way my rap, no delay. His mama name him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. Back of the bus with Rosa Parks. Too much to say, watch my remarks. Stop the VA, up top the Philly. Y'all be killing me for real on the really. Recognize the P when you see he. Sport the Kango with N-I-K-E. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. You know the voice, make your Gucci wet. Came through the crowd, heard the brother booing. Said real low, hey, what you doing? Don't you know I've been rapping on tracks since back in the days when six was 8-track. Relax and jump to it like Duran Duran. Black as buckwheat, still get a tan. Over to your girl, hey, what's your number? You and your crew must be dumb and dumber.
Timberland, understand. Kicking the fly beats, all my fly fans.
The chase slapped out, crapped out, and hit on the plane out to Spain. My mind goes to space when I'm pissing on Jane. Can't stand the rain, but love Missy. I rock with Mad Funk, so my middle finger pissy. Look for me, I'm Chico, undercover at the Nico. Mag and Zuo, got gas from Burrito. Lay you like Frito, if you're white, then Amido. In my black tuxedo, the rap Al Pacino. Stop in casino, two of them in Reno. Not Italiano, but still Gambino. Most of y'all rappers can't do your part. I'ma finish up, but you all can't start. Got no heart, I fought on your LP. I'm on your radio and on your TV.